more and more students here in Idaho are taking the state up on its offer of advanced opportunities. This is a component in an ongoing $100 million effort to convince high school graduates to continue their education. With so many students using the program, there's a question on where will lawmakers find the money to keep funding it. Kevin Richard with Idaho Education News is joining me live in studio to talk more about this. Welcome to the program, Kevin.
Hi, thanks for having me.
First, just explain to people if they're not familiar with the Advanced Opportunity Program, what that actually is.
Sure. So this is a program that the state has been doing various versions of for several years. But now for the past couple of years, what the state is doing is it's giving every student an allowance of $4,125 that they can spend from 7th grade through 12th grade, and they can spend it on taking college-level classes, dual-credit classes. They can use it to put towards advanced placement tests, international baccalaureate programs. They can use it for overload classes like summer classes. And what's happening is students are taking the state up on this offer to a big degree. I mean, this was a $16 million program for the past school year. That's up from about $13 million. Hmm. So more and more kids are using the program and taking more and more classes, to the point that the legislature is going to have to come up with some more money to keep this program going. That's almost certainly going to happen. This has a lot of support in the State House. But like you say, it's part of a much bigger strategy that the state is trying to roll out to try to get more kids to think about what they're going to do after high school and get them set up to do something with their education beyond high school.
And has it been going on long enough that there's, you know, any data, anything like that, that's showing that it's working with that objective?
I think it's probably way too early to tell that for sure. And that's part of the problem with reporting about this. I mean, the state has had this, and we've talked about it before, this 60% goal, this mm-hmm. idea that 60% of the state's young adults should get a college degree or get some sort of professional certificate. We're not at 60%. We're not close to 60%. We're kind of last round of data, we're at 42%. So a long, long way to go. But years and years of students then going through high school and then going through college, going through this pipeline. So it's too early to tell if this is really making a difference, if it's really moving those numbers or will move those numbers up. So in the meantime, you've got the state putting money into programs like this, programs such as putting more money into college scholarships mm-hmm. and college counselors, college advisors, all of these programs in hopes that at some point down the road, probably several years down the road, you'll really start to see numbers moving more towards that 60%. It's a long haul.
And it has to be a cultural shift, I would think.
It's going to have to be a cultural shift. And we saw that this past week with the new advanced opportunities numbers. So more students are taking advantage of this program. And, you know, my story at idahoednews.org, we go through all of those numbers. But some things that jumped out at me, you're seeing some of the same demographic gaps that we're already seeing in terms of students going on to continue their education. Latino students are taking advantage of this program to a lesser degree than you would expect, given their proportion of the student population. Mm-hmm. Same goes for Native American students. Same goes for students in poverty, students who are qualifying for free or reduced price lunch in schools. And you're also seeing a gender gap. And this isn't new, but we're seeing more female students in junior high school and high school taking advantage of this Advanced Opportunities Program. Like 58% of the money is going to female students. And, you know, female-male student populations are roughly the same. Mm-hmm. So what we're seeing is, female students are taking advantage of these programs and perhaps using it then to go on to college. And that's good. I mean, I don't think anybody's arguing that, you know, but what the argument is that you need to get more male students mm-hmm. to consider mm-hmm. continuing their education after high school. So that gender gap is a concern.
Well, and it's something that we're seeing across the nation. I mean, it's not unique to Idaho. And, you know, here in Idaho specifically, there have been such pushes for programs specifically for girls, STEM-based programs, mm-hmm. things like that. And they catch them in seventh grade.
Right.
Because doesn't data show that if you don't catch them by seventh grade, the idea they're probably not going to go on.
Exactly. You need to kick these programs in earlier. That's why this advanced opportunities money is available from seventh grade on. But you're right about, you know, there's been a lot of emphasis. in terms of trying to get you know, female students to consider STEM careers. And this isn't an Idaho unique problem with male students.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are just higher percentages of male students graduate high school. They decide to go into the workforce. They want to, you know, the anecdotal story in Idaho is, you know, guy graduates from high school. He wants to get a job and get a truck.
Right.
and get out on his own and try to make a living that way. And I suspect you have that problem even more when the economy is really good, when there are jobs out there. So you have high school graduates say, well, I'm not going to play the long game of going to college and see if that is going to pay off down the road. I can get a decent job right now. I can start to strike out on my own. You know, it's a challenge, and, you know, it's something that the state is well aware of. There have been studies. U of I has studied this mm-hmm. gender gap. It's not sneaking up on anybody. We know it's there. But what you're seeing right now with the advanced opportunities money is that it's not necessarily solving those problems quite yet.
I'm speaking with Kevin Richert with Idaho Ed News, and we are talking about the Advanced Opportunities Program in the state. If you have any questions or comments for Kevin, you can email us at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Also tweet at us, KBSX915. Use the hashtag Idaho Matters so we see it quickly and easily. And getting back to the gender gap issue, Kevin, I've always said that that we needed to raise girls up. Mm-hmm. There was a time, even when I was growing up, there weren't those opportunities for girls as there were for boys.
Right.
But we've got to now figure out a way to raise boys to that level as well. And you're right that, once again, does it come back to, with your reporting, do you see just cultural differences with boys saying, yeah, I want to get a job and get a truck?
I think it's cultural to a large degree. I think that's part of the obstacle that you're dealing with. And let's be clear, nobody's talking about, you know, the solution here is to have fewer girls
continue their education.
In
fact, more girls should be going on. Right.
This is what you want to see, but you want to see now male students doing this as well. You're not going to get to the 60% goal by, any other way than to get more guys to continue their education after high school.
Because even if every single girl in the public school system in Idaho went on to college, we would not get to that 60%.
They can't do it all by themselves. No.
Right. So that's
right.
Honestly.
And I'm not being flip about this. I mean, you need to figure out, to get to the 60% goal, you've got to bring a whole lot of young people into the post-secondary system that aren't there now. And it's guys, it's kids coming from lower income households, mm-hmm. coming from rural communities where maybe the idea of continuing your education after high school isn't talked about very much in the mm-hmm. communities, where you've maybe got a little bit more of a cultural bent towards going into the workforce after high school. And again, you're having to look at your, you know, Latino community, your Native American community, and try to figure out how to get more students from those communities to continue education. To get from 42% to 60%, you need a lot of new faces
you
in
really
that system.
Do.
So you can't afford to overlook or slight any ethnic group or any demographic group. This is going to be a pretty big lift.
So once again, I mean, it seems as if when we're looking at this go-on rate, that it's still kind of those same group of kids from the same types of families who tend to go on, or is that broadening with advanced opportunities?
Well, and that's been kind of my ongoing question as I've written about this. And I did a series about it last year. I'm doing another series mm-hmm. about it this year. And the question that I always seem to go back to when I talk to advisors, administrators, teachers, parents, you name it, is if we're doing all of this, if we're providing free college-level classes for high school kids, or junior high school kids, if we're providing more advisors in the classroom, if we're letting kids take the SAT for free, which
we do,
almost 20,000 kids do every year, that's all well and good in that it's probably helping students who are hardwired to go to college anyway. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with trying to make it a little bit easier for a student to go from high school to college and save them and save their parents a little bit of money along the way. Nobody's saying that's a bad thing, but I'm always going back to the question of, are we only helping students who are predisposed to go to college anyway, or are we doing programs that are really getting new high school graduates to go into the system past high school? Because you don't get from 42 to 60% without getting new students into the system. So is all this money we're spending, this $100 million and counting, is it getting more students into the system? That's the $100 million and counting question right now.
And it truly is, because you're right. I mean, if we don't see that shift, we won't get to that number.
And right. And there's no easy answer to the question.
No,
it's almost a
not.
Trick question that I keep asking people, because we don't know, and we're not going to know for several years. Yeah. You know, the hypothesis is that all these programs are going to get more students into the system, and I think everybody kind of hopes for that. Everybody in the education community, in the business community, in the political community are all hoping it works. But we don't know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of states are struggling with this as well. We're not on an island here.
And when we talk about this amount of money that they have from 7th to 12th grade, this $4,100, can it also be used for things like, you know, trades, apprenticeships? Because that is something that we're also seeing a deficit in, and we need people to fill jobs like that.
Right. I think that that's part of this, too, is, you know, are you, you know, there's a big misperception about the 60% goal and a lot of talk about getting more kids to go to college. But the 60% goal, it also covers students getting a professional certificate, you know, getting a one-year certificate so that they can go into the workforce and get a decent job and get a decent paying job, as opposed to, you know, an entry level,
right,
you know, job that, you know, an 18-year-old, you know, would normally qualify for straight out of high school. So that's all part of the 60% goal. And that gets overlooked. I mean, it seems like every time I write about the 60% goal, I'll get a commenter come on and say, well, what's this push for college? What's wrong with trade school? Nobody's saying there's anything wrong with that.
And I think
there's a lot of emphasis right now in career technical.
And maybe that's part of it, is it's the verbiage that's used for it, because it is going on to post-secondary education.
Right. It's continuing in some form, in some fashion.
Right. Well, Kevin, I want to thank you for coming in. Always an interesting conversation. And of course, we will have you in another day to talk about where we're at with this and all other things education-wise. Sure. My guest today, Kevin Richard with Idaho Ed News.